Now for our story. This morning at the Lane Farm, a murmur of voices could be heard coming from Peggy's room upstairs. Lefty Larkin, who'd come into the kitchen for a glass of water, listened thoughtfully. He wasn't eavesdropping, because he couldn't hear the actual words. He was simply trying to decide the mood of the conversation which was going on between Aunt Mary and Peggy Douglas, her niece. The young girl Lefty knew to be his daughter. She'd been troubled the last few days. Ever since the night Peggy had come home from town to announce that she and Nicholas Dorn, the young writer, planned to be married the following week. Although Lefty liked Nicholas very much, there was something about Peggy's attitude. She didn't seem to be excited, as Lefty had expected, in regard to the plans for the wedding. She seemed restless and disturbed. Well, after listening a moment, Lefty concluded that Aunt Mary and Peggy were simply having one of the little talks they liked to have so very often. And he went outside to his chores. Upstairs in her room, Peggy was standing on a stool in front of her dressing table mirror. She was trying on a new dress. Aunt Mary, who had been pinning up the hem, stopped to survey the result.
Oh, dear. Does that seem to be the right length? Yes, it is. Huh? That's just right. I like it to fall about an inch below my knee.
Thank you, dear. Oh, that's a nice length.
Mm-hmm.
The dress is very becoming to you. Has Nicholas seen it?
Not yet.
Well, I thought maybe he'd help you to pick it out.
Oh, no. I just happened to see it in the window. I need a new dress, so I went in and bought it. I think that little touch of gold around the neck sets off the white nicely, don't you?
Uh-huh, yes, indeed. It'll look lovely with that scarlet coat of yours, too.
Yes, I thought so.
Oh, you didn't forget to make that deposit at the bank, did you?
No, I did that first thing. The bank was in my bag.
Did you see Bill when you went in?
No, Aunt Mary. Why do you ask?
Well, now that he's working there, I thought you might have run into him.
No, I haven't seen Bill for quite a while. I'm just as glad, too.
Glad, Peggy?
Oh, yes. It's just, oh, sort of awkward whenever we do see each other.
Yes, I suppose it is. It could be only natural, after all that we're used to mean to each other. You've never given him a chance to explain, have you?
I don't see why it should be necessary. He knows exactly where I stand.
Perhaps. But do you know where he stands? If you've never given him a chance to talk to you about it, since Kit came back?
I know, Aunt Mary. I guess I have been unreasonable about it. I guess the trouble is that I was so busy trying to protect myself that I wasn't thinking very much about anyone else's feelings.
Well, dear, I'm afraid that is more or less true. The reason I mention it is that I think it's so important to be clear about the whole situation. For everyone to be completely honest with each other before you and Nicholas take such an important step.
Well, I admit it bothered me too, Aunt Mary.
It's all right to be stubborn when you think you're right. But if you have any doubts at all, then you shouldn't be. Maybe after a while, the bitterness will go away. But it will be too late then to straighten things out.
I know, Aunt Mary. You're so right.
It takes a lot of courage to make an admission like that. But the fact that you can is one of the reasons I'm so proud of you, my dear.
Well, I suppose I do come to my senses eventually. Oh, but also, it can be an awful joke sometimes.
Oh, everybody makes mistakes. The main thing is to be willing to admit your mistakes. Try to make them right. And, of course, you have to be willing to give the other fellow a chance to make up for his mistakes, too. At least to try to understand his side.
You think I should have a talk with Bill, don't you, Aunt Mary?
Well, Katie, dear, he has a right to know that you understand why he behaved as he did while Kit was away. When a boy is going through what Bill is, and there's a lot more grief in store for him, I'm afraid. The fact that someone very dear to him feels bitterly toward him, perhaps dislikes him.
Oh, but I don't dislike Bill, Aunt Mary.
Well, I doubt that Bill knows that. And I'm pretty sure that with everything else that's happening to him, makes a pretty heavy load to carry.
Hmm.
It's something I feel should be straightened out before you go ahead with your plans tomorrow, Nicholas. But we won't discuss that part of it again now, if your mind's made up. But at least I'd like you to feel easy in your mind, knowing that You've left no loose ends. Nothing up in the air. Oh, if you want to slip your dress off, I'll hem it up for you right now.
Oh, that'd be wonderful, Aunt Mary. I'm a lucky girl to have an aunt like you. You're always so right.
Well, I think I'm pretty lucky to have such a nice niece.
Oh, I don't know about that part. Sometimes I think I must be an awful headache.
No, Peggy, dear, you mustn't ever think that. The only time I'm unhappy about you, and it isn't very often, is when I'm afraid you're not being true to yourself.
And you can always tell, can't you?
I think I know you pretty well. The last few months have been very difficult for you.
Yes, they were. And then, since Kip came back, everything was even worse.
It's only natural you'd be upset.
I didn't want to be reminded about it all over again. Bill and Kip, and now the baby. All the talk about a divorce.
The tragic thing, no matter how you look at it. Bill feels a great responsibility toward the child. He's so anxious to do the right thing. And a divorce is one of the most sorrowful things in the world to me. I always hate to think that a relationship which was meant to be such a beautiful one can end that way.
I know. But if people don't get along...
Well, of course. That depends, too.
Depends on what, Aunt Mary?
It isn't just a question of getting along, as you put it. A lot of times, if two people would stop to think things over, work things out together, with each person willing to do as well as take, being willing to adjust himself one way or the other, there wouldn't be a need for a divorce.
No, I suppose not. But most people aren't willing to do that, are they?
A lot of people aren't, at any rate. Of course, the main thing is for people to be very careful before they take such an important step. To be sure the person they marry is the right one for them.
You're right. That is the main thing. Look at Bill.
Yes. Bill was somewhat at fault. And he knows it. But on the other hand, he can't be blamed entirely. He simply wasn't experienced enough to know the best way to deal with a Calvert. He's certainly paying for it now. You see that, don't you?
Yes. And I do feel sorry for him. I didn't want to admit it before, but I just knew I was talking through my head, as Leslie said.
Of course I did, dear.
You're a very patient woman, aren't you?
Perhaps. And I'm pretty sure what's going to happen. You don't mind waiting for something you want if you know in your heart it's bound to happen sooner or later.
You know, Aunt Mary, I feel so cheerful now, talking it all over with you honestly. I feel better than I have in ages.
Oh, I'm so glad, Peggy. That makes me very happy.
You see, something's been bothering me all along, but I just went on trying to close my eyes to it. I think I know what the answer is now.
I hope so, my dear.
But Mary,
yes, dear.
I wondered if I could take the car for a while.
No, of course, dear. But I thought you'd be good with it for dinner.
It is, but, well, I have a few things to do first.
Well, why don't you run along, then? If Lefty wants to go somewhere, you can take the truck anyway.
Okay. Anything I can bring you from town?
No. Can't think of anything.
Aunt Mary, I don't know what I'd do without you.
Well, I must get downstairs to my ironing. I've got a whole basket of clothes.
See you later. One, ta-da, ta-da.
Aunt Mary went down to her ironing with a happy little smile on her lips. She was quite certain what Peggy intended to do in Wakefield, and she felt it was a good thing. Whatever happened, whether Peggy went through with her intention to marry Nicholas Bowen or not, it was important that the girl should see Bill, clarify her attitude toward him once and for all. In the long run, this would be better for Peggy, as well as for Nicholas, especially since Aunt Mary knew something that Peggy hadn't yet realized. That Nicholas Bourne had fallen deeply in love with her.